Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the home of time.
It is now quite a day for local sport from your local team.
Woo! This is Charlton Live. Charlton Live. Charlton Live.
Good evening to you and welcome to Charlton Live. It's a big match preview here on Maritime Radio. My name is Louis Mendes and joining me in the studio here live from the Valley as we get ready to look ahead to Saturday's game all the way up at Bloomfield Road in Blackpool is back from his holidays, Mr. Tom Wally. You've got a lovely tan there, Tom.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
We don't know. We don't care.
Yeah.
Joining the pair of us is Nathan Muller. How you doing, Nate?
Living the dream, mate. Seen all these white bits already.
Yeah, excellent work.
Have you?
Shouldn't have been looking, really, should you? I wonder why you followed
him
in
there. I've got to take that photo, yeah.
That gif earlier, I creeped right even
as well. It scared me right out.
Right, on tonight's show, and just before we get going, a warning. I only found this out about 10 minutes ago myself. Apparently, the power to Valley Central here at the Valley where we record the show, it may or may not be being taken away at some point. So possibly we're going to get a half an hour warning that the electricity is going to go off. Possibly it's just going to go off at some point. Or possibly we'll get a full hour out of the show and no one will notice any difference. So just be aware that if at some point we will just stop talking, unless there's been an attack on us, it is more likely the electricity has been taken down. And that'll be why. But we'll try and squeeze in as much as we can to however long this evening's show, because there's plenty to talk about on tonight's show. We are, of course, still within the transfer window. There's an incoming signing that we heard about during the week on loan from Wolverhampton Wanderers is Michael Zyro, I think. So we'll talk about him. There's also potential outgoings. We're going to talk about them, hearing, of course, from Carl Robinson throughout the show. We're also going to hear it from the club's player liaison officer, Tracy Leeburn, about an upcoming opportunity for you guys to test your knowledge, your general knowledge and Charlton knowledge against former players and the current management team in a specially organised charity quiz. So we'll talk about that a bit later on. I'm going to have a discussion with you two, because you guys weren't here on Sunday, about something that I picked up during the game on Saturday. I'll test you with that later. And then, of course, like I said, we will look ahead to Saturday's game with Blackpool. But first things first, I think we'll do the incoming first, because it's always good to start off with a bit of good news. We've signed a striker on loan from Wolverhampton Wanderers until the end of the season, Michael Zyro. First impressions, having never seen him play, Tom?
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of him either. So, but from what they've talked about and the way he plays, I think he's going to be a good option alongside Josh. He also sounds like he can probably step in and play in his place, and I think Josh probably deserves a rest. But either way, I think it's another option up there, and it's something we've needed since the start of the season. So that's good. I think if we listen to the press conference later, they talk about the state of the pitch on Saturday. So just looking ahead to this week, I don't think we're going to be playing a lot of football on the floor. So again, given his height, that might lend us another option in terms of the style that we play as well. So it's another body in there. He seems to have a good record for the brief time he's had at Wolves. I think he was pretty much 1-2. Not so many goals. Was it at Warsaw he was at before that? But he's obviously been injured for a while. He's raring to get fit. If he can do it here and help get us promoted, then brilliant.
Nathan, your first impressions of the new boy? I mean, obviously you look at these goal records and he suffered a horrible injury at Wolves. So that, he's coming to us almost as part of his rehabilitation. He's only played a couple of cup games really this season for Wolves, in a Wolves team that's almost impossible to get into because they're absolutely flying, of course.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of goal record, I tend not to try and focus on it too much in recent times. Obviously Kermigan's goal record and McLeod and Ajoze's record, so I won't go too much on it. But what he's, his stature is big, he's quick, and he can play obviously on the off the right hand side as an inside forward, so it gives us another option. But I still think we're at least another two away. So far so good. I don't know if it'll be too soon for Saturday, but yeah, look, it's good. It's a good pedigree, judging by the social media anyway.
Right, well, let's hear what Carl Robinson hopes to see from our new signing. This is Carl Robinson on Michael Zyro.
They signed Michael Zairo, a striker on loan from Wolves. Will you hand him a debut on Saturday? And what can supporters expect from him?
As for the debut, we're not too sure still, yeah. He trained really well on Tuesday. He certainly looks in good shape. I'll make that decision tomorrow whether I go with him or not. We did a speed test on Tuesday. He's quick. He's quick. He's over 6 foot. He's got a power to him. For a big man, he's got a good touch. So I remember playing against him a few times, and he's certainly watching him a few times. And he was flying when before he had his injury. I think you only have to read social media from the Wolves fans what they think of him to show you how good he was at that particular stage. Doesn't mean he won't get back to that level. We're hoping he gets back to that level here. I remember the level he was hitting was in the Championship. So you'd like to think he can have even more of an influence in League One while he builds his confidence up.
Playing down the middle or wide?
Both, I think gives us, I've always said, it gives us more flexibility. I've now got another player in the building who can play as a nine, which is important. But equally, we only have probably Mark Marsh who can play off the right. Tariq played there in the season, not a position that he overly likes. At the start, we had Ricky on one side, and we had Billy and then Tariq on the right. Billy not being in now, obviously we brought in Steffi to sort of replace that position. And then we're obviously bringing in Tariq getting back fit, and bringing in Michael allows Tariq to play maybe on that left as well. So on that side, you've got Carlon, Steffi and Tariq. In the 10 position, you've got Reeves, Fosu, Michael, who can play in that. On the right, you've got probably Marshy and Michael. And up top, you've got like the Carlon, Josh and Michael as well. I still think we need one more in that little sort of quartet area to sort of make it one injury away from a bit of someone overplaying again. But we're in the middle of a just Saturday, so it's not like we're backlogged with games, and that's important.
With Michael coming here, have you got a player who's absolutely champing at the bit playing again regularly?
Yeah, he is. One of his main objectives, his two objectives, is to try and get Charlton into the next level. And his next one is for him to go to the World Cup in Russia. It just shows you having a player whose job is to assist someone like Lewandowski, which just shows the quality of the players. You've seen how highly in the rankings Poland are. They're very well organised and a very aggressive team in how they play. And a lot of the Polish players that come across, they've got a tremendous work ethic. Really steely determination mentally as well to achieve. So I like that. I like the fact that his background is very strong. He's often playing for the League of Warsaw, which is obviously another massive club in Poland. So he's had experiences of playing in front of crowds that expect you to perform. And that's important when you're trying to sign players for Charlton, because there's an expectance from our fans as well. It's not like you bring them from a football club where they're sort of the king and everything's pretty. This player's had to fight to achieve things, and he's had to be accepted at all the clubs he's played at. And this will be no different. The demand on him here will be equally the same.
Very good to hear there from Carl Robinson telling us what we can expect from Michael Zairo, the 25-year-old Polish striker that we've signed on loan from Wolves for the rest of the season. Like we said, he suffered a really nasty injury quite early on in his spell at Wolves. He'd already scored a handful of goals in his first few appearances for Wolves before he suffered that injury. And obviously, like I say, this is all part of his rehab, basically. You go out on loan and try and get some fitness together. Interesting there to hear he was asked in what position he's playing, because he can play on the wing or he can play up top. I mean, we know the formation that we play, the 4-2-3-1. We know it doesn't often get deviated from. It does sometimes when we've been chasing games. It has happened. I mean, do you expect now we've got an extra striker, all of a sudden we're going to start playing 4-4-2, or do you think Carl's going to stick with his philosophy, play him instead of Josh, or maybe play him on the wing?
Yeah, I think he'll stick with his 4-2-3-1 for now. I would expect him maybe to rotate Josh and Michael, depending on, as I say, Josh obviously with his recent goal scoring drought, and as he says, because he's got that variety in terms of where he can play. You know, we haven't really, although we've had those bodies in there, we've never really been blessed with the options, because the start of the season Marshall was injured and Reeves was unfit. Then Reeves and Marshall came back, and Holmes has been sold and Clark's out for the season, so and Fosu's injury, of course. So across those kind of three behind McGuinness, we've just had injuries all the time. So although we've had five or six people in there at some points in the season, we've never actually been able to rotate due to injuries. So just having another body in there gives us that option. I think based on the way Steffi and Tariq played last weekend, I think those two are pretty set. Reeves, I know, hasn't blown us away yet. So maybe Zyro could slot into that number 10. But the fact that we've got, you know, Reeves and Marshall and Zyro and Tariq and Steffi and Josh, that's six people for those four places again, and we can fight that out. And bearing in mind, we've still got Carlin, who, okay, hasn't scored hundreds of goals this season, but when he's been called upon, I think he's done very well as well. So we've got a lot of options up there, which going into this back end of the season, we're going to need.
I mean, do you think in terms of competition for Josh McGuinness, that, I mean, it's been quite clear all season that we've needed at least one more striker as a minimum. Do you think this is enough now? Do you think we could still do with one more? Or?
I think that's enough in terms of the type of player they are. You've got obviously other players. I mean, you've got the little whippets, you know, the Carlins and the Ricos, which I think we'll be happy with. But I think it also gives us another dimension in our play with, if you played them both, Michael and Josh together, yeah, not a 4-4-2, but if with Michael playing on the right-hand side, you see it a lot when people come here, is you usually have a bigger guy sort of pulling off onto our fullbacks and as like a sort of wider sort of target man and more of a sort of skillful. So there's an option that we could do that when we play teams with smaller fullbacks. But be very surprised. Games like Southend spring to mind where the pitch is so bad. I don't think Blackpool's very great. If you play both of them, maybe not two up top, but like I said, just one further out wide, because Josh has played out on the left, it lets you go more direct, where we don't have to play our usual sort of short passing.
They've been talking about how his two aims are to try and get Charlton promoted and also to try and get into the Poland squad for the World Cup. I mean, just to have that sort of carrot dangling at the end of the season, that's got to work as an incentive for a player. I mean, if it's a player who already knows he's going to be there, then perhaps it might hold him back a bit. They might be worried about getting a nasty injury or something. But when a player's really got to work to get into that squad, then I guess that could, you know, possibly benefit us if he's trying his best to try and prove himself to get into that national team.
Definitely, yeah, because I mean, if we just look at some of the Arsenal loanees we've had some brilliant ones and some who seem to come here for a bit of an easy ride. And I think given that he's got that, as you say, at the end of the season, he's got that to aim for, I'd be very surprised if he was going to play like that. You know, I think he's going to come here. He first of all wants to prove that he's back fit from injury. As you say, if Wolves do go up, he's going to think, well, can I get back in that squad for next year? Because there's a chance of being in the Premier League. And he's got the World Cup as well. So he's got three different things that he's kind of aiming towards. And as I say, as far as I can see, they're only going to work in our benefit. The only thing I might think is he's obviously going to be a bit nervous about protecting himself for the World Cup, but he's just got back from that injury. So, yeah, he needs to hit the ground running, really, and we need him to as well, because, as I say, Josh has obviously not scored for a while.
I mean, again, as an option, as a winger, do you think that, again, it could add something a bit different to us?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if we start with it, but like I said, it's definitely a... If we're chasing a game, it's an option that we don't have, because at the moment we've just got really direct, tricky wingers. You know, Steffi cutting on from the left, Tariq cuts in from the left. Right, you've got Marshy, who's more of a direct, hugs a touchline sort of player. Won't really come in on his left foot and shoot on his left. He has tried it, which has been very unsuccessful. But it just gives us another. It gives the defender something else to think about, because, like I said, you could do crossfield balls. You know, if you look at Naby Sarr, I know he might not be playing, but Naby Sarr's loved those crossfield balls. And it just gives us another option. So, well, I think when we're chasing a game, you're looking at our team and you go, right, who have we got on the bench that are going to change a game? And you're looking at pace, but you've not really got any other physical presence unless you shove Naby up there, which obviously he hasn't done, and he's finishing. He's left to be desired anyway. But I think it's a great option. But I think we've got...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another two players.
Yeah. So I tweeted out there asking for your opinions on what you hope to see from Michael Zairo now that he has joined us on loan for the rest of the season. Bally Boy says, I'm hoping most of all that he links well with Big Josh. More than anything, he proves a team player. Will be interesting to see how Robbo uses him. He has good height and fast pace, so we wait to see how it pans out. Steve Gallen deserves credit for a great job in difficult circumstances. Obviously, they're referring to the head of recruitment there, Steve Gallen. I mean, in terms of the sort of players we've picked up this season, I think generally our signings, I mean, a couple that perhaps haven't hit the ground running as quickly as we want, but generally we seem to be signing the sort of player that will fit in quite well to the squad, plays in the way that Carl wants to play, fast, attacking, exciting players. And so that's why I guess I'd say our recruitment this year has actually been pretty good, and that's why having another one added to the mix is something to be excited about.
Definitely, yeah. I think Ben Reeves is the only one who's, as I say, not really hit the ground running, and he had that long while to get fit enough, and I think you're right, he slots into the formation we play well. He just, okay, for one reason or another, hasn't clicked yet, but that doesn't mean it won't. Marshall obviously had to come back from that horrific injury, then has been asked to play a more defensive role, but even him in the last two or three games has come much more alive attacking. I can't remember, was it this Sunday he played on the left instead of the right and seemed to get a lot more sort of being able to cut in on his right foot as well. So yeah, I'd argue, and it's not really a surprise, is it, that Carl's been left to his own devices in terms of who he signs, and there's been a marked improvement from the players we've had in over the past few seasons. So yeah, Zairo seems to be another one that, as you say, that the right people in the club have chosen to make that signing. I agree with Nath, I think we still do need one or two more across the squad, but like Carl said earlier, because of the amount of loan players we've got, they're going to need to be permanents. And if that's going to happen, it looks like we're relying on the Esri transfer to go through. And even then, we're cutting it fine now because there's not many days left.
Max St. John Brown says he's listening in from France. He's actually feeling quite optimistic for the rest of the season. Says he can't wait for the Zairo hat-trick on Saturday. Well, obviously, if he can emulate the great Callum Harriott by scoring a hat-trick up at Bloomfield Road, that'd be a wonderful start to his career. Reese says, good aerial presence like Josh had, but more importantly, goals, which Josh didn't. He's fast too, which is good. Only heard positive things from Wolves fans. Sounds a very good player. Apparently, he can also play on the wing, but should only ever be playing up top with our situation. I mean, it's well documented now that Josh has gone, I think it's 14 games now, without a goal. And that, you know, there's been debates on this show, I'd say, over the last few weeks with emails and tweets and us in the studio. I still maintain that Josh hasn't become a bad player over these last couple of months. You know, he was banging in goals at the start of the season. He got a reasonable return last season because he had an injury as well. But it's so clear that he needs a rest now. And, you know, all that hard work up top on himself. And he does still bring things to the team. Like I said, defensively, his link-up play isn't too bad. But, I mean, his finishing obviously is way off at the moment, and that's why, you know, just a rest, just get him out of the limelight a little bit. Surely this can only help him.
Yeah, I think it takes the burden off his shoulders a little bit, because like you said, he puts a lot of work for the team, and it's not like he just stands there on the last shoulder every week and doesn't do any running. He brings a lot else to the team. But you know, I've always said, you know, Josh is a good player, but he's not for me going to be that one who's going to, you know, he's going to be the finisher of the team. He'll get you goals, no doubt about it, and he has done, like he started, but we need to share the load a bit more. And you can tell with our scorers, it's mainly came from our sort of wider players. So, but yeah, I don't know if he'll get a rest this Saturday, but yeah, we need to release the burden off his shoulders a little bit, because he's had, not only for us, he's played internationals, and he probably does need a couple of weeks off.
Right, let's have a quick break here on Charlton Live. When we'll come back, we'll hear once again from Carl Robinson as he explains to us the situation with potential outgoings.
Clark goes left to Holmes. Holmes now attacking the left-hand edge of the penalty area. Goes past his man, Ricky Holmes, into the box. Chips the ball back across, looking for McGuinness, gets his head,
yes!
And there's the opening goal! Charlton with a superb start to the game, a lovely worked move.
Welcome back. This is Charlton Live, the big match preview here on Maritime Radio. We still haven't been given the warning that the electricity is going to go off in the next few minutes, so hopefully, so we're still on air, I think. I can still see everyone, so hopefully that's going to be all right. Right. Also, of course, with the transfer window in full flow, we're going to have to talk about potential exits. I am hoping to play this clip from Carl Robinson, but it doesn't seem to want to work. So just while I'll try and see if I can get that loaded. You know, the paper reports on Ezri Konsa in particular have been quite interesting today, because I think the Daily Mail reported today that Ezri Konsa is going to stay, and then not less than an hour later, the Sun reporting that he's going to go to Brighton for £8 million. And obviously, I mean, the two very conflicting reports there. I mean, £8 million sounds quite a lot, actually, if I'm being honest, for Ezri, don't you think?
Yeah, I tweeted earlier that if that's the money, that I know we're probably not going to see much of it, if any of it, but if that takes some of the asking price off, or that helps pay off some of the debt, or whatever it does, so long as it doesn't just disappear, yeah, you know, he's clearly a good young player, but £8 million seems a... Yeah, I'd bite their hand off for it. You know, I'm not trying to criticise Ezri at all. I think he's a good player. And in that area, we've obviously got the likes of Pierce injured at the moment. So it would be a blow. But if someone comes with that money, I think take it. Because, like I say, we could use it elsewhere. It just depends if we're able to.
Mm. Right, that clip's definitely not going to work. So we're just going to have to talk about it, unfortunately. But, I mean, Cole, in the clip, does refer to the fact that no bids have come in yet for Ezri. I mean, at this stage in the window, do you think that's significant? I mean, there's still quite a few days left to go. It's not till, I think, next Wednesday that the window closes.
Yeah, it's significant, because I think the longer it goes on, the higher the price is, because the shorter amount of time it's to the window and we sell him, the less time we've got someone to come in a replacement, especially with if we were to get some sort of permanent transfer in, unless the guys, you know, have already made agreements in place with clubs and players. If Ezri does go, then that will happen more or less straight away through transition. But I don't know. The price will go up. £8 million. I don't think we'll have a lot of that up front. I think a lot of it be sell on, which I think Roland, when he did sell, I'd imagine he'd probably take it like he did with the Batshuayi deal and everything else. But yeah, like Tom, I think £8 million, he's a good player, but it's a lot of money. A lot of money, considering it's double what we got for Gomez.
Yeah, I mean, obviously times have moved on a little bit in terms of how much players tend to go for now. But I mean, realistically, if that £8 million comes in, I mean, are we going to see any of it? If £4 million or £5 million, which is probably more realistic, if any of that comes in, are we going to see any of it?
That's the important thing, yeah. And as I say, I don't realistically think we'll see a lot of it, if anything, but Carl's made it very clear, as I say, he needs a permanent signing now because of the amount of loan players we've already got, so we're going to need to see some of it. How much Roland's prepared to give, I don't know, but like I say, if that money just somehow benefits the club, not just Roland, and even if that is, as I say, bringing the asking price down by £5 million, which means it's slightly more realistic, or paying off some of the debt, which means he's prepared to accept a smaller price, whatever it is, that might help us.
This is a staff and public announcement. There will be a planned power outage at 8 o'clock this evening.
Hey, 8 o'clock, that's when the show finishes. Right, so we'll finish the show probably about 10 minutes early, just so I can make sure I can take the audio off the system to put the podcast out. So we're going to aim for a show that's 10 minutes shorter this evening.
There's a planned power outage at 8 p.m. this evening.
Oh, this is fascinating listening as we're listening to the
building by 7:45
p.m. All right, 7:45 the same. Okay, so we're going to end the show at 7:40 so we can get out of here.
Yeah, I'll get a car.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Good stuff. Right, so we've talked about players going out there, in which case, because the show is going to be shorter, we're going to have a quick break and move on. We'll be back in 30 seconds or so.
Has it over halfway, going on a run. Holmes still on the ball, heading towards the corner of the penalty area. Gets the ball in the box. Novak with the header.
It's a goal!
Oh, what a goal! Lee Novak with a superb glancing header from a magnificent Holmes cross, puts Charlton in the lead.
So welcome back to Charlton Live. Like I said, now we know we're going to be finishing about 7:40, so it's going to be a shorter show this evening. So I'm going to jump straight now into our featured interview this evening. The club's player liaison officer, Tracy Leeburn. She's organising quite a few of us actually to do a bike race as part of the Prostate Cancer UK cycle from London to Amsterdam this summer. I think there's about 30 Charlton staff, former players, supporters, etc., all going on that in the summer. Now, between us, we have to raise, I think, about 18 grand in order to reach our target. So we're going to be hosting lots of fundraising as the season goes on, as well as asking for sponsorship. And the first bit of fundraising that's coming up is a quiz on a Monday night, February the 26th. That's coming up in a few weeks' time. So this is Tracy telling us why we're doing this and how you can get involved. Joining us now on the phone is the club's player liaison officer, Tracy Leeburn. Tracy, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm excellent. Thank you. Right, the reason we're talking this evening is because, of course, this summer, both you and I, along with many other members of staff and former players and supporters as well, cycling to Amsterdam as part of the Prostate Cancer UK London to Amsterdam cycle. I mean, first of all, I mean, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you've got so many of us to join up to do this event?
When we went, the last few years, there's only been like three or four riders from Charlton, and it's football clubs from all over the UK that participate. And this year, I just really wanted Charlton to be at the forefront as for what we're known as a family club, a great club, and to get everybody from fans and staff involved to be on this ride and to represent our club, which we've 100% done from going from four last year to 30 participants now this year.
And we're lucky that there's quite a few sort of stars and former players getting involved this year as well.
Yep, Scott Minto is involved. He's going to be doing the bike ride. Gary Nelson, you've got Bob Elder as well. So, yeah, it's going to be great. And obviously all the staff from the Valley, from the training ground, from the trust, and obviously fans as well. It's going to be totally, totally brilliant.
And obviously there's Charlton connections at the charity as well. Gary Haynes, who used to work in the club's media department, works there. And also, I guess, for you personally, the charity is quite close to your heart.
It's very close to my heart. Trust me, Louis, I wouldn't be cycling 146 miles for anything else. And, yeah, obviously my dad passed away from prostate cancer. My granddad had it, and the likelihood is my brother might get it. And, you know, it's shocking, the statistics for men. And yeah, there is a lot of men that do this bike ride, but obviously I have family reasons for doing it as well, and that's why I think, you know, anybody who feels that they want to do this ride should do it. And also, you know, for me, it was very emotional when I crossed the line last year, because I knew I was doing it for my dad, and that's the reason for me.
And obviously all the money we raise throughout the all the fundraising for this event will go towards prostate cancer. And one of the first big fundraising events that we're going to do is coming up on Monday, February the 26th, in the evening, based at the Marriott Hotel in Bexley Heath. It's going to be a pub quiz night. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to go on that evening?
Well, yeah, it's going to be an exciting night. It's from 7 till 10. And we're just trying to think of an idea to obviously raise money for prostate cancer. And the Marriott Bexley Heath has kindly given us their function room free of charge. So everybody's going to be, all the staff, everybody that's on the bike ride is going to be there working for free to help raise money. So the £10 per person will go directly to prostate cancer. I'm very lucky with, obviously, my husband being able to reach out to people as well. So we've got, obviously, Carl Leeburn, Kevin Lisby, Bob Boulder's coming. He's also doing the ride. Gary Nelson, Carl Robinson, Lee Bowyer, Johnny Jackson, to name but a few. Obviously, Scott Minto is also going to be hosting the night. So, yeah, it's just all of us being together and having fun. And that's what what the idea is, raising money for prostate cancer at the same time.
Yeah, and obviously it's open to all supporters who want to come down, and you can enter a team of up to 10 people. But at the same time, if you just wanted to buy a ticket and come on your own, then that's possible as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, if any one person wants to come and they can't, you know, they haven't got anyone else that wants to come with them, then if you get a ticket, we will put you on a table. So I think there's quite a few people that want to come. But necessarily they can't get a team of, say, 5 people. So it shouldn't be a problem. Just, you know, obviously if you get the ticket, then we'll arrange for you to be on a table. And it's just the idea is everyone coming together and having fun.
And of course, I noticed there's going to be some Charlton rounds as well, so I'm expecting to get some 4 points in that one. So any Charlton supporters who want to challenge me on that, then they have to come down, because that's my specialist subject.
Ah, right. So everyone's going to be on Louis' table then.
So how can fans go about getting tickets for this?
So it's already online. It's gone live today. They can either go into, obviously, the football club and they have tickets you can buy there. Or it's online, it's on Facebook, Twitter, so you literally can just click on a link and you buy your tickets from there.
Excellent, and so obviously this won't be the only thing that there's going to be planned throughout the season, that there's going to be other stuff coming later, but for now the main thing to remember is February the 26th, Monday evening at the Marriott Hotel in Bexleyheath, quiz night. Carl Robinson's going to be there, loads of former players are going to be there, we're all going to get together, have a laugh and raise some money for an important charity.
Exactly. That's it. Just have some fun. All together, all the fans, everybody together, just having some fun.
Excellent to hear from Tracy there. So the details of the quiz night, Monday the 26th of February at the Marriott Hotel in Bexleyheath, is, I think it's a tenner per team. Charlton Live are going to have probably a full table there. So if you want to take on the might of Charlton Live, you can do. Yeah, I mean, I, as I said in the interview, I will not be beaten on the Charlton question.
No, I'm not worried.
Nah. The show is literally going to end in about 10 minutes. So let's jump straight on to the preview for Saturday's trip to Blackpool now. First of all, we want to hear from Carl Robinson. Although Valley Voice has just said, an upcoming planned power outage at the Valley. Is Roland cutting back on electricity costs as well? That's not for me to say, Valley Voice. That's not for me to say. Right, let's hear Carl Robinson's going to give us a quick injury update ahead of Saturday's game with Blackpool.
Do you have any fresh injury worries ahead of Saturday's game?
One or two that we just feel that may need a bit of a rest this week, but that's not really a massive issue. We've got one player that will be out, but that's not too injury, that's too personal concerns.
And Blackpool, bit of a notorious pitch up there. I don't know if you've had any reports on the state of their pitch, but I just wonder whether you may have to adapt the way you play to cope with the pitch up there.
Yeah, we will. We shouldn't have been working on today. We will change how we play. Obviously, we can't be as nice as we always want to be. We don't want to get caught in a high press. We don't want to get caught in human error. And we feel that we can play hard. We've got very quick players in our back line. We feel that we've got an aggressive forward line. It was very at the attack of mind at this moment in time, full of confidence. But confidence has got to be something that makes you better, not something that makes you sort of relax. And we've got to make sure we go there in a very strong frame of mind. This is going to be a difficult afternoon. All their players will be fully motivated, obviously, for the passing of Jimmy. But it's a difficult week for everyone concerned at Blackpool. I know there's going to be a minute's applause before the game. There's going to be a speech as well, read out by, I think, a family member. So it's going to be a bit of a touching occasion for everybody concerned. But once the whistle goes, that's gone. But it will give them an impetus. It certainly will. And we've got to make sure that we're ready.
Carl Robinson, thank you very much.
Carl, just with the injuries, you said Patrick and Jason might be trying on Tuesday.
Yeah, Pat's travelling. Okay. Yeah. Piercy probably could, but do we need him? He's going to train now. Get another high intensity session in 2 months Saturday, so he'll be back for selection next Saturday, 100%.
Yeah, and just with Zari, you said you're making a decision on whether to include him. Is that in the starting eleven or in the squad?
Probably in the squad. He's definitely in the squad.
So that's the update from Carl Robinson. As I say, apologies that we are going to have to cut the show short, despite what Red Chaser says on the forum, saying his cash flow that tight that we can't afford a shilling for the electricity meter. You lads in the studio are flush. Have a whip around. It's not that. It turns out they're doing some sort of test, but there's people staring through the window. So let's have our predictions now quickly. Tom?
4-0.
4-0.
2-0's on. I'll put the cashy back out now.
Yeah, excellent. Right, okay. So we are going to have to leave before we get locked in. We'll talk about Jimmy Armfield on the Sunday show as well, so we can do him the proper respect he deserves. Right, so let's hope it's 3 points for Charlton on Saturday up at Blackpool. I'm going to have to cut the show now, so we'll see you later. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.